Immigrants all over the world experience many struggles in trying to adapt to their new homes. While trying to create a better life for themselves, they are often faced with discrimination and education barriers.
I have three handicaps. I am a woman. I'm not a French native. I have poor origins, you know. So I think it's too difficult to overcome this.
That's Faiza Zerawala, a 24-year-old college student of Algerian descent. She graduated from the elite Sorbonne in Paris and now hopes to study at the University of Lille, which is known for its prestigious journalism program. Being of foreign origin, she feels that having this on her resume is the only way she can be a successful journalist in France. Her family came to France with a wave of immigrants from Northern Africa in the 1970s. Hugues Lagrange, a sociologist in the National Center for Scientific Research in France, is a specialist in crime, youth, and criminal policies. He says many African families settled in Paris when conditions in their homelands deteriorated.
These families have very, very poor level of education, very poor literacy, and it's very difficult for them, obviously, to help their children.
Indianapolis resident Wilson Lopez can identify with these families. Lopez is a 20-year-old from Honduras who has lived in Indianapolis for almost 3 years. As a high school senior at George Washington Community High School, he hopes to attend college but is having trouble finding a way to fund it. His parents do not speak English and have a hard time navigating American social systems.
Like in my case, if I want to go to college, I want to apply for something, I want to get a scholarship, I want to talk to anyone, I got to go by myself. I don't have, for example, I don't have my parents who tell me, what did you do in your class today? Did you do homework? What is going on in the school? They just tell me, Wilson, good luck, and that's it. So, and I believe, you know, like at some point of my life, I feel like, oh my God, I feel alone. I feel really alone because I don't have support from anyone, even though I have from the teachers. But sometimes we need another kind of support.
About 6% of Indianapolis's population is Latino, and this number is growing. It's no secret that education is a large factor in finding a satisfying and well-paying job. The Center for Urban Policy and Environment says nearly half of Latino adults in Indianapolis do not have a high school diploma. This is not just a problem in Indianapolis. According to a UNICEF report, Parisian students who live in communities with a large population of ethnic minorities suffer from lower rates of graduation and academic success. But unlike Wilson's experience, Faiza said her mother, who could speak French, strongly encouraged her children to get a good education so that they would be successful.
She was obsessed with the fact that we have to do a good studies. So she bought us a lot of books. She every week she took us to the library to read on the Wednesday afternoon we don't have class in France.
Both Faiza and Wilson are working hard to better their future prospects. As immigrants, they feel they need to work twice as hard to realize their goals and aspirations. For Y Press, I'm Grace Moe.